oh no, I'm will not write for anyone else anymore because I loved it too much. So I am actually writing two films. One is with the same producer, and it's another love story, and it's another comedy too. And another one is an American script that I received, and I will rewrite it a bit, but I will direct it, and so it's a pure rom-com. So if I can, I will keep doing rom-coms. I'm not tired at all. It's just the beginning, I hope. I think it's back, you know, not only because of me, actually. I think it's back, and I think it's really interesting to see that how people need to smile and to love and to feel better. And I remember when I was trying to defend this film at the very beginning, I was saying, I want a film where you go out from the cin to make a film when you go out from the cinema and you smile and you feel optimistic. And I think optimism today is a political act, actually. So he's in the film because he's my very good friend since 10 years. We met in the street. I've seen all these films, and I, as a film student, and I saw him by chance in the street in Paris 10 years ago, a bit more actually. And I talked to him, and I just said, I went to say thank you, which is something I rarely do with people who are like, you know, of this kind. And we had coffee, and he was looking for a place to edit his film in Paris, and I was living in an artist residency, so I introduced him to the place, and he became my neighbor for many years. And he became a good friend, and so he's playing a poet, and he's, you know, he's probably the most important scene in the film, actually, because there is no message, but if there is something to be heard in this film, it's really this poem that says everything. And I met the poet himself, Jack Hirschman, at the bookshop years ago, and I was dreaming of him coming and you know, and saying the poem. And he died sadly a few years before we shot the film, and I couldn't think of anyone. I couldn't dream of any actors. I was, you know, completely blanked because he had such a unique way to tell this poem. And I remember having coffee with Frederick Wiseman, saying, you know, I don't know what to do with this scene. It's so important. It's the end. And he said, what about me? And so I said, what about you? And he was actually, you know, amazing. It's a gift.
That's a magical story.